Hey there, and welcome back to the Mini Weekend. I'm your host, Jack. Let's get into it, Mini. Just here for, soda of the podcast. What do we got tonight? Interesting. It's actually coming to us from a listener. So Jordan reached out and said, "Jack, have you tried Jones soda before? If not, you should try the berry lemonade soda. It is very good." So that is what we went with tonight. So thank you for the recommendation, Jordan. And I have to say, I like it. Doesn't taste very lemonade-y to me, and I do love lemonade, and I really enjoy flavored lemonades as well. So part of the reason I was getting excited for this one was because I thought it was going to be kind of lemonade-y, but it's not. So a little disappointed it doesn't taste more like lemonade and have that lemonade base. But I kind of enjoy the berry flavor kind of soda-ness of it. So, yeah, it's interesting. Really quickly, Jones Soda Co. is actually not based out of Minnesota. They're actually based out of Washington. Looking into these guys, they're actually a publicly traded company, which is pretty cool. If people don't know, and the funny thing about it is, Jordan, I've seen their logos and I've seen their sodas and Cub Foods and stuff before, so I've seen them before. I've just never had one, gotten one, but so I'm glad it was recommended. But on their website it says made with pure cane sugar and featuring the most unique packaging in the beverage industry. Jones Soda is one of a kind premium soda known for its bold, unique flavors, colors, and ever changing labels submitted by our consumers, which was one of my favorite things reading up about this company. The funny thing about it was actually created back in the 90s, back in Vancouver, British Columbia, and then they moved into Washington. Like I said, I have mixed feelings about it. You know, it's weird. I haven't had a ton of drinks sodas lately that I've really, really enjoyed. And I kind of have mixed feelings about this one. On one hand, I'm a little upset that it's not very lemonade-y. I don't taste any lemonade base at all. It's like a light blue raspberry soda. It's light. It's not super syrupy, which I like. We've gone over this before. I'm kind of torn because I want to give it a high ranking because I do like it. I would get this again, but this is my first time saying this, maybe on the podcast, but it's not my first time saying this in general. But don't throw lemonade on something if it's not going to have lemonade in it. And this doesn't seem to taste to have too much lemonade, which is kind of, made me sad. go check them out, www.jonessoda.com. Like a lot of places, they have a bunch of different things that you can get from them. You can find where you can find them. You can get 12 packs, all beverages. They actually had two new flavors come out recently. So if we can get our hands on them, we will try those out for you. They have a, what is it, new limited edition Leprechaun and Pot O' Gold soda. With, St. Patrick's Day slowly approaching around the corner. Definitely worth trying out. So yeah, jonessoda.com, and you can also find them on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and TikTok as well. I gotta say, this has been a tough one. Honestly, I think I'm a little more upset about the lemonade fact than I do about the thing, if I'm really thinking about it, trying to be honest and arbitrary about my ranking. So let's go 6-8. 6-8, go check them out. Thank you once again, Jordan. If you have other recommendations, definitely let us know. Definitely let us know. And if there are other, if you guys like it, let me know what you like about it. And if there are other flavors that you want us to try out on here, let us know that too. So without further ado, this last weekend, the men's Tommy hockey team unfortunately got swept by the Augustana Vikings, a team that has kind of been back and forth this season. In game one between the two teams, it actually saw it was, and you know, it's kind of silly and weird how they got swept, because in game one, they actually had they fell 2-4. And they actually had a 2-0 lead. They had a 1-0 lead after the first, entered the third with still that 1-0 lead, but surrendered 4 goals in the third period, so just weren't able to come together defensively and get those stops, close out the games, and get the win. Kind of a little bit of the same, kind of a little bit of the different story. The next night, Augustana jumped out to a 1-0 lead in the first period. St. Thomas was able to tie it up in the second period, spilled into overtime, and just unfortunately weren't able to get the extra tally. The Vikings were, and yeah, the rest was history. It, you know, like I said, I kind of go back and forth, because as much as I do want to see this team, all of our teams, do well and excel, it's kind of nice to see them good but not great yet, just from the standpoint of this team could run the table. I mean, they're 13-14-2, so they could run the table and go, what's that, 5 games left after the game earlier tonight, game one against Bowling Green with the tie, shootout loss. They could, 5. So they could run the table and end up going 18-14-2, 18-14-2, 16-7-1 in conference play, win the CCHA. But it's very similar to, you know, look at the football team. They can win the regular season stuff, but it doesn't, you know, the accolades are great, but you want to be able to participate for a championship. So it's kind of weird, kind of like, yeah, whatever. But, you know, still figuring out, still figuring some things out. Obviously, they still have another game against Bowling Green. Don't get me wrong, regardless of how this team finishes up, this team has shown that they're capable of, if they have a top 4 seed, they're definitely capable of getting out of the first round, depending on who they, what seed they get and who they have to play in the second round. I could potentially see them making it to the conference finals, or getting out in the semis. So next up for the team, they will play against Bowling Green tomorrow night at 6:07 p.m. To wrap up this weekend. But before we let you go on the men's hockey team, it was actually announced earlier this week on on the 14th that Jake Seibel was named a semifinalist for the Mike Richter Award. The junior goalie is the first in program history to make it onto the elite semifinalist list for best goaltender in the country. The Hockey Commissioners Association, HCA, has announced the semifinalists for this year's Richter Award, given annually to the top goalie in men's NCAA Division I hockey since 2014. 10 goaltenders from a watch list of 30 were singled out by a panel of voters across the hockey community, and Seibel is one of two goalies on the list from Minnesota. Ryan Bischel of Notre Dame, from Medina, Minnesota. Which is pretty cool. And then he's also one of two from a team within Minnesota. Justin Close from the University of Minnesota is also on that league too. So the three finalists will be announced in early March, and then the winner will be announced in April during the NCAA Frozen Four in St. Paul, Minnesota. So that'll be fun to watch. Excuse me. For the women's team, they had a little bit of the same news as the men, as they got swept by UMD Duluth. Both games kind of had a similar feel to it. Minnesota Duluth, actually, I think I lied. Yes, I did. So, game one, they lost 1-4, got behind. Were able to temporarily stop the bleeding, but 1-4 was the best the girls could do. Then unfortunately, amazingly, St. Thomas, against the number 8 team in the nation, were able to have a small one-goal lead on the Bulldogs before they would rattle off 5 straight to win the game. So, tough go for the gals this last weekend. And then to add salt to injury, they would lose to the Ohio State Buckeyes in WCHA play earlier tonight, who are currently the number one team in the nation, and due to a 7-goal second period, lost 12-1. So not a great way to start the series, but obviously you, anytime you go up against the number one team in the nation, you have your work cut out for you. So with that, the gals will try to regroup as they take on Ohio State tomorrow at 2 p.m. to wrap up that before getting ready for their series and season finale the next week against the Minnesota State Mavericks.